8:08 at WGCL, and the fun begins now as we bring in City Councilman Tim Mayer. Tim, good morning. How are you?
I am good, thank you. How are you?
You know, these folks that do the weather for a living got it pretty easy because they can really say anything, and you're gonna tune in tomorrow because you got to figure out what it is anyhow. I feel bad being the middleman of trying to pass this on and making heads or tails of it. This ain't my gig. I'm just trying to make those out there aware of what they need to know.
Well, the weather people, they generally get it right. What percentage of the
I time? Don't keep track because we have to deal with reality, and
exactly.
Forecasting is great and preparation is good, but we kind of just have to deal with what's going on right now, and we get through it. We're tough, and in Indiana people know if you don't like it, stick around for 5 more minutes. It'll change and
yep.
The month of March shows us that. So we hope to get to 47 or so today. That'd be nice. That sounds warm, doesn't it? Well, that's the average high temperature this time of year.
Well, you know, Keith asked me before we went on the air what it's doing in our neighborhood, and actually it is raining. I can see it now just very faintly.
And at 30 degrees, is it rain? Is it sleet? Is it? It's just be careful out there. Give yourself a couple extra minutes, and we hope to get through it no problem. And, again, we hope we don't get that 1 to 3 inches of snow tomorrow. My back's kind of sore, Councilman. It's it's just that twisting and turning and bending and lifting. That's something we're not used to here in the old household.
True.
Now,
please keep the sidewalks cleared for us.
Exactly right, and everybody's had ample time to do so since the snow stopped falling on Sunday morning, lunchtime around there? So that should be covered and cleared up, ready to go. And again, we want you to be prepared, knowing that this could come on Wednesday as well. Now, you wrapped up February. It seemed like you never had anything normal going on in February at the old city council meetings and stuff. True or false?
True and false, actually.
Okay, good.
We did quite a bit of work. We did worked on the tax abatement for the property down on South Walnut Street, a mixed-use building, which is living up. And
now that's off the list. We've got that all figured out.
Well, we have one more thing to do. We have to do what is referred to as a confirming resolution. So that is to designate the area revitalization area. So it's really a two-step process, and we will conclude that tomorrow night.
Now, Tim, tomorrow night's a regular council meeting. You haven't had a regular council meeting.
Well, that's kind of what I was getting
at. Kind of get out of practice, don't you?
You guys work hard. I'm not saying you don't work hard, but you just haven't had any normalcy.
Well, we had the anomaly where we did not meet as city council, but we met with the plan commission to talk about what we will be hopefully approving tomorrow night, and that is the TIF reorganization, tax increment finance district reorganization, which basically allows, by state statute, allows us to expand our TIF districts and to extend the life of them so that we can...
Has there been any reaction on that before you get together tonight?
You know, we talked about it last week in committee. There was, I don't recall if there was any public... I don't think there was any public comment.
Yeah, because that's kind of heavy lifting stuff.
Yeah, it's technical, so it's a little difficult.
But it's technically something that has to happen now, right?
That is correct.
It's a timing issue.
That's right. We're facing a window of opportunity, and that window's closing. We have to be done by sometime in April, I believe.
And the key to this is reconnoitering these districts to save us money and create opportunities in the future.
It's not saving money. It's giving us the opportunity to capture money on new development within those TIF districts, which then we can use to do projects like the Switchyard Park and the Tech Park and things of that nature, infrastructure improvements in those TIF districts. So I think it's, from my perspective, it's a worthy to do, and I think it'll give us a leg up because, you know, the way things go nowadays, we are limited in terms of, by state statute, as to how property taxes are raised. That's done at state level now. It's not done at the local level. So, you know, this gives us an opportunity to capture some money and do some major projects, which, you know, always, I hope, make our community a lot better place to live.
We're talking with Tim Mayer, who is a member of the Bloomington City Council, Common Council. And Tim, the things you're talking about tomorrow in your meeting, community development block grants, the situation on South Walnut and the TIF districts, these are things you've talked about before. But so what's the difference on what you're going to do tomorrow versus what you've already done in previous meetings?
Well, what we did last week was hold a committee meeting to discuss the resolution for the TIF districts. So we had a long presentation from staff, questions from council members, and then giving it a recommendation to carry it forward to this week. So this week is really the culmination of all the work that went in before that. We actually had public advertised staff council meetings to discuss this as well. So this is at least the third meeting. I think it's the fourth meeting I've been in to discuss this issue.
So is tomorrow the final action?
Yes, tomorrow okay. It's City Council's final action, yes.
Tim, let me ask you a question that is a little more dealing with what's going on in the state legislature. I know the schools and other agencies are always tracking bills that are going through that might have some effect on what they're doing. Are there any things that the city looks at that's going through the legislature that you're watching or tracking?
You know, typically that is done from the mayor's office. So, yes, I could pretty much guarantee that there are things that they are looking at. Typically, our hand department is up there talking to legislators because there's always some tinkering around the edges with the code that allows us to do housing inspection, for example. So we have people up in Indianapolis who, from our administration, who go up on those appropriate days and talk about that legislation and how it will or will not affect us in a positive or negative way. So, yeah. It's very much interactive between city government and state government.
But no big red flags of anything that you've heard about?
Well, because of the nature of state government right now being totally controlled by one party, it's you have, and it's not the party that represents Bloomington. So, it's a little more difficult to get that. Basically, a minority voice heard when issues are going forward. So, but they're, we go up and give our opinion when it's appropriate. So,
our guest this morning is Tim Mayer, Bloomington City Councilman. He joins us every Tuesday morning just after 8:05 to talk about issues affecting our local city here. And one major issue, Tim, is the relocation of Bloomington Hospital. And you've been appointed to the board of the mayor has put together. Is that true?
That is correct.
Excellent. Yeah. And tell folks what you guys are going to do, because I think we've seen plenty of things written about the hospital, and obviously the last part in the series it looked like was, hey, get over it, it's moving. What is the mayor, is this a task force? I hate using that word if it's not proper. Is it a task force? Is it a committee? What are you guys trying to do? What is your angle? Help us out with that.
Well, it's a little early to even talk about it because I don't know.
Okay.
But
folks can contact you if they want to throw in their two cents. I'm trying to get this feel of. It seems like people are lost who to talk to on what's going on here because the ship is sailing. I don't think there's any question about that. And the next project is what happens to that project. Who takes it down? Who puts it up? Who's responsible for it? Is that what you guys are going to try to figure out?
Yeah, I think that is a pretty good summation of what, first of all, we have to know what the hospital plans to do with the existing location they have.
Now, they own all that, or is that a group share, or is that leased by a dollar a day? How does that work out?
The where the current hospital sits,
yes.
They definitely own that land, but then they
this
also
land
own
is
land.
Your land.
Right.
Gotcha, okay.
But then they own properties between Morton and Rogers Street, bounded by First and Second Street.
Sure.
Because over the years they have a facility there.
Yeah, maybe laundry and warehousing and
that's
all that
right.
stuff.
Right. But then they also own other properties sprinkled throughout that.
So is it going to be your job to figure out if they want to stay as landlords or property developers, or you try to find a common ground for what's best there, or do you have to rezone it? Is that what this committee is going to look at?
Well, I think.
And yeah, I'm not trying to pin you down on this. People are just looking for some answers.
You can't pin me down because I don't know.
And I don't have any pins.
That's right. But I mean, my vision would be that the discussion would be based around with the hospital, current hospital administration. What are your intended uses for this land? And if you are going to move from this land and not have any activity on that land, then what are your intended purposes for that use? And then if they don't have an intended use for it, then the discussion becomes, how does somebody acquire this land so that we can develop it in a positive way for the community? That's how my vision would go forward.
So this is almost like fact-finding and trying to facilitate the moving.
Although the committee has been named, we have not been called to meet at any time that I'm aware of in the near future. I think that it'll be a month or two at least before we even consider getting together.
And I don't know if this is a question that you have an answer for, but is any of this binding, or is this just more of a leadership pointing in the right direction type stuff?
Well, let's assume that the hospital...
Can you tell them, hey, no, you can't put in blank there, or you can't... I mean, it's zoned, but... I don't know if I'm asking this question properly.
Yeah, well, it's such an unknown as to what's going to happen. I think it's hard to even formulate questions at this point.
Okay.
But if the hospital were to maintain control of the land, they would have to build within the zoning requirements if they were to build something new.
Unless a variation came before the zoning committee, et cetera, et cetera.
That's right.
Okay.
But if the hospital does move and they do relinquish that land or put it on the market, then in my mind, there's a real opportunity to say, to the community, now what do we want to do with this land and how do we want to see it developed? Is it residential? Is it mixed use? Residential commercial? Is it, you just let your mind wander and think
so
about
it? So the key to this is going to be how it is, A, who is going to be in charge of it, and B, how it's going to be, quote-unquote, zoned moving forward.
That's correct. Yeah, I think that's probably a pretty good definition.
Yeah, and that's all we've got right now, so we shouldn't start dreaming and saying, well, I heard on the radio.
That's right.
That's not fair because, like you mentioned, we're not at that point yet. So
no, we're not at that point at all.
And since you don't know your timeline, I'm guessing Bloomington Hospital doesn't have one either.
I think from my understanding, I think what the hospital's timeline will be determined by the overall organization as to funding for a new hospital facility. And I think for me, the bottom line has always been that that the hospital does need to build a new facility. The question is where. That's the question, But I think
the cat's out of the bag on that one.
Well, yeah, I understand.
Right. And that's not going to change, is it?
I think that'd be hard to say, give it a yes,
Yeah. Well, I just think some people are holding out hope that this could do a 180 at the last minute, and if you've got 85 acres of land and it sounds like everything's been done except put a shovel in the ground, I think reality tells us we have to buy into that until it does make that 180.
Well, what I found interesting when the hospital made their announcement a couple of weeks ago was that they decided they could not build on the current site, which some disagree with, but that they could not build on that site, and they would announce a site if and when funding came from the from the overall organization for a new hospital. So that door hadn't closed yet. So I'm not sure
how it opened.
if Curry Pike is a site or not. I mean, logically it sounds like it is, but the statement didn't say that. So
gotcha.
You do have to wonder.
What time's your meeting tomorrow night?
Our meeting is at 7:30, as always. The public is invited to come and speak on items not on our agenda at the beginning of the meeting, and they can stay and
listen all they like.
Participate in the legislative discussion as well.
Excellent. Keith, anything to wrap us up?
I think he's done a great job. He's got the snow removed
from
the sidewalks. So you've done well.
Yep. Thank you.
Keep,
I appreciate
keep that
Keith.
Snow off the sidewalks, right? And if you get Keith's seal of approval, that's all you need on a Tuesday morning, isn't it?
Yes, and also, you know, thank those snowplow drivers.
Yeah, oh, we do. And it's especially on the weekends. And, again, hopefully we don't have that 3 more inches tomorrow, but we're aware of it, and we appreciate the job that they do, Tim. And once we get it all up, it seems like it all falls down again. But we're not Boston. It could be much worse.
Yeah, and thank your neighbors who are shoveling their sidewalks. That's a good deal.
That is, especially for those that, again, you don't want to fall down in times like this. Not fun.
Right.
Not fun at all. We'll build a snowman later before the meeting, and then we'll see you tomorrow night
at
7:30. Thanks, Tim. We appreciate the time. Tim Mayer, City Councilman, joins us every Tuesday morning just after 8:05.